This phone trip was to La Crosse, Indiana, which is north central Indiana. And it's the last mechanical office in the GTE area in Indiana to be converted over. As of October 8, 1998, it was not yet switched. This recording occurred on September 4th, 1998. This was a GTE straight step office. The following will be a dial tone from that office. Next will be what the busy signal sounds like from this phone. This phone number is 219-754-8116. I will dial the number of the payphone and you will hear its busy signal. Next, I will dial a number that will give it a reorder signal, which is the fast busy signal. To do this, you have to dial a long-distance call using one with these post-pay phones, which this one is. You must use a zero when dialing an 800 number or long-distance number. In this case, I dialed 1-800-555-1212, and it converted, or it switched me into a reorder. And here is how it sounded. The following I did was I dialed 411 and I went to an intercept operator. This is how it sounded.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
On this next one, what I did was I dialed a number that was a vacant number and it went into a reorder saying that this number was not in service at this time. But what I did was, using the touch tones, I pushed and I waited, and you could hear it converting to pulse. This is what it sounded like. The following call I called the local operator, which is GTE, but they're in Merriam, Ohio. What happens was I dialed zero, and then you're going to hear an awful lot of background noise. This switch is very in poor shape, has not been maintained because they're going to take it out, and you're going to hear the step pulsing in the background even while you're talking to the operator. I will hang up, and I will redial the operator, and the noise is so loud on the line that the operator, I don't even hear her, and she hangs up on me. Also, with a step office, as soon as the operator hangs up on you, you will get the dial tone back. On this call, the operator gave me the incorrect information on how to place that call. That was Wanata 733. It is a local call from La Crosse, but according to the telephone directory, you must dial a 4 to get on an EAS trunk. She apparently did not know about that. She told me to just dial a number as anything, but it must not come up on her equipment down there, as this is a step office. If you dial the number 733 without dialing the 4, you will go into an intercept operator. As you heard on that, I couldn't even hear the operator in the background. It was so noisy on the line. He didn't know I was on the line. He hung up on me again.
I'm
going
to dial my...
This call, I'm going to call my home phone, which isn't connected, but I'm going to dial it using 0 plus my area code and telephone number. It's dialing a direct call. It'll go through AT&T's switching equipment, and just listen to what happens. On this call, I didn't even get an operator, I just put it right through. Apparently, the equipment got a response from the office I was dialing into that this was not a working number, and it didn't even require any calling card or billing acceptance. On this next call, I will call my other home phone number, and this time I will get an operator from AT&T, and I will say I'd like to pay with this using coins. But this is a post-pay phone, you cannot deposit coins until after the party answers. And since that is that way, AT&T cannot accept coins from this call. What happened was that this is a private, it's not a private pay phone. It's just that it's a post-pay phone and GT has it set up so that you can't accept coins at it. That's how AT&T sees it down as a private pay phone. The second trip, I dial it using 1, and of course, you can't do that. You get a reorder signal. The next one, I will dial the GTE operator, the local one, and say, I'd like to place a call using coins, and she will transfer me to AT&T, which, of course, will say, you can't.
GTE.
Next call, I called my house, but I called it collect this time, and you'll see what happens. To make a local call, which I'm going to call the post office, which is 754-2211, a simple number. So if this is a postpaid phone, you've got to wait till the party answers to put the money in. Well, in this case, I'm not going to put the money in, and I'm going to see what happens. Calls. I called Wanata Post Office at 733-2211. That runs into a remote switch down there off of Valparaiso. That one, I dialed it using just 733-2211, and of course, it gets me into a reorder in the office saying that the call is not a valid call because you've got to dial 4. And then after I try this twice, I dial 4, and then I get the get on an EAS trunk, extended area service, to Wanata, and again, I did not have to put no money in to pay for him.
I'm going to try calling Wanata now.
Local calls, you know.